All right, we're going to try to learn some Gemara today. Toshma ve'inisuso, which leads into the case of Tokvei Kayin. As I told you yesterday, this Pashim Shat in the Gemara is quite difficult. I teach word is easy, but to see the connection is very, very hard. So let's see. We can take it a step at a time. Toshma. Again, what's our Ibaya? We had an Ibaya in the Gemara. The Ibaya was by Shleimers and Metalis, Ikdisha B'lai Tokva Mahu. We're saying now that if you grab it, grabbing helps. Tokva Yemaitzi Miyad. If you grab it, grabbing helps. Same Timtzalayma, grabbing helps. If you're Ikdisha B'lai Tokva Mahu, what's the Ibaya? So the way we understood, the Ibaya is that a Haida? Is that called a Haida, Ikdisha B'lai Tokva? Let's see, Toshma. Dahu Mesusa, Davaminsu Allah Beitre. Two people are fighting over this Mesusa, over this Merchus. Hayamadidihu, Hayamadidihu. The Din would have been, the din would have been, had they followed through on the psan on the din Torah, if I say the din would have been called Olam Gavar. But what happened was, Kom Chad Minayu Agdisha. One person went, and one of the two people was Magdisha. Now, why is it important the din would have been called Olam Gavar? Because it has to be a case where grabbing helps. And otherwise, the whole case doesn't fit with it. It has to be similar to the previous case. It has to be like Shneimers and Betalus. So just like Shneimers and grabbing helps, Mesusa has to be a case where grabbing helps. So that's why we understand that it was a case where the din would have been called Olam Gavar, which means that grabbing helps. So, Hayamadidihu, Kam Chaminayu Agdisha. What did the other person do? Well, one person was Magdishit, the other person must be, what was Magdishit? It has to be Shasak. It really has to be Shasif Adetzara, because otherwise it's not similar to the previous case. It has to be, really it should be Shasak Vahadar Vahadetzavach. Now, Taisvis Hikdisha, in the last line, says what's the case. The last line of Taisa Sikdisha says, Maisi Yahimisusa, the Higdish Chad Bishasak Idoch. One was Magdish, the other one was quiet. Umaskadu, the way I have a Higdish. Now, why does Taisa say Shasak Bahadatzavach? Why does Taisa just say Shasak Idoch? You know why? Huh? So, why does Taisa say Higdish Chad Bishasak Idoch Bahadatzavach? Huh? Well, why did they say Bishasak Idoch, period? We need Bishasak Mitchila Bat Saif. Maybe Bishasak a whole time. The way I'm... What? Shasak.
Shasak is more.
Shasak is more. So Tais is saying it was a complete shtika, and even a complete shtika is not Haidah. So Koshke Shasak Vadatzavach. Okay, the way I understood, Taisis says Shasak Idoch, because Taisis said at the beginning of Taisis that Achiyave a Gizbar, you don't have to scream until the Gizbar comes. Clearly, in the Mesusa case, no Gizbar came. So that's Shasak Vadatzavach. If you're quiet until the Gizbar comes, that clear, it's clear from the Gemara that no Gizbar took it, they weren't sure what the din is. So it's enough, Taisis says Shasak Idoch. The way I understood. But okay. Either way, what the reason Taisus is saying it is to make the Mesusa case similar to our case of Shnei Merzim. So, back to the Gemara. Now, it seems they were Pirish Mesafik. They didn't know what to do. It's Mutaba and Asaba. So, Amalei Ravaisha Larabik, Yazas Kamed Rav Chista, Lekifri, Boyimine. When you go to play with the Yenna City, yes, Rav Chista. Since he never got to Rav Chista, but Kiyosla Sura, when he got to Sura, he has to Shaila. Amalei Rav Hamnunas. Now we're going to have a machlokes between Rav Hamnunas and Rabba. On the din of this Mesusa, there was a dispute between Rav Hamnuna and Rabba. Let's see each man the other. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. Masnisni. Until here, until Amalei Rav Hamnuna, we're fine. The Shaila Mesusa, the Shaila Shana is a Metalsim, Mamish to say. In both cases, somebody was Magdish something, which if he grabbed it, he would be able to keep it. But he didn't grab it, so now the Shaila is, what about being Magdish? That's good. But now he says, Masnisen, he Safik B'chai Reis. Echad B'chor Adam, Echad B'chor Behema. Beitarim Beitamei. Hamaitzi Ve'echad Ve'erai, Olava Rai. You have a Safik B'chor. What's the case of Safik B'chor? Could be B'chor Adam. How do you have a Safik by a B'chor Adam? So Rashi says that a woman has a miscarriage. She has a miscarriage and afterwards she has a B'chor. So the halacha is that it depends when she has the miscarriage. At a certain stage, the miscarried child is considered a vlad, a peterechim. Now the halacha is a big machlokes what that is, a machlokes halacha l'maisa. If somebody has a miscarriage within 40 days, there's no shaila, first 40 days of pregnancy. After 40 days of pregnancy, there's a machlokes hapoiskin, if from 40 days of pregnancy, till this Nisrakmo Yevarov, till the Yevarov are formed, from there to there, what they did is, once it's Nisrakmo Yevarov, once the Yevarov are formed, the miscarriage certainly is Peter Rechem, and the next child is not a Bechar. But between 40 days and a couple of months, how many months it is, I'm not sure, but between 40 days and a couple of months, there's a big machlokes what the din is. And it happens, miscarriages are more common than people think, early in pregnancy. And very often there's a shaila. I've had guys in yeshiva who had the shaila, and then they'll make an opinion of them because it was in the suffix, they made a opinion of them. They really couldn't make a bracha at the opinion of them. At least tell them. You make two brachas by Binyan Aben, the bracha and the Binyan Aben and the Shechiyan. So I tell them that they say the regular bracha without Shema Malchus. And the Shechiyan, you could say, you buy a new baguette, you can make a Shechiyan. they always tell me, everyone's going to ask questions, they make a bracha without Shema Malchus. I tell them, just mumble a little, nobody will notice. It happens every time. And nobody knows. You say, Baruch, you don't say it so loud, you say, Baruch Melech Ha'ilam, check it Hashanah. Nobody ever notices. You can say Amen to Brach without Shema Malchus. So it happens. Happened a few times by Bris Milah also. People are much more nervous. Sometimes children are born with conditions that are called Suffolk Noilid Mohol. Certain conditions people are born. It's not so uncommon. And I tell them the same thing. So I tell people, you just say Baruch Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kishon Seh Tzivanu. So he said, everyone's going to notice. No one's going to notice. The Mayor can make the bracha. You can make the bracha. No, nobody's going to notice. So, okay, anyway, that's not the sugya here. Echa b'char Adam. That's b'char Adam. Echa b'char Behema. Sai, you have a suffix b'char Behema. Bein Tahirim, Bein Temeim. Sai, Temeim, meaning a Peterechem, and a b'char Behema Tahir. Hamaitim echaveiroi, all of Araya. So what does Hamaitim echaveiroi mean? What does that mean? That's very important. Maitzach Aveir, we understand, means that Tokvay Kayin, that if the Kayin grabs it, that the grabbing is a good grabbing. Now, it means he grabs, alright, he can't grab the Bechar Adam, let's say he gives the money for the Bechar Adam, or he grabs the Bechar Behema. So, Eimetim Yadei, that's what we understand. It's the case that we want this case to be the same as our case. The case of Mesusa and the case of us. So it has to be, two things have to be. It has to be that grabbing helps. Because if grabbing doesn't help, we never would have had the Ivaya. So it has to be grabbing helps. So that's what we're saying. I'm saying Avaraya means grabbing helps. That's what Rashi says. And second thing, it has to be Shasak Lubasai Tzavak to be similar to the other cases. So Rashi says, the Rashi says, Tokvei Kayin, Shasik Yisrael, Vahadat Tzavach, Havi Yisrael, Maizvech Aveir. So to make all three cases the same, Rashi's saying the third, so we have our Ibaya, Mesusa, and this. So Rashi says, just like our Ibaya is Shasik Vahadat Tzavach, A mesusa is a case of shasak v'adatzavach. So bechor has to be a case where if he grabs it, you're shasak v'adatzavach, that the grabbing ain't metziah miyad. That's what Rashi's saying, right? You all know the Rashi.
What? Screaming?
What are you screaming? Don't grab it. Because it's mine.
And what's the
shasak? What's the shasak? So this is right away a problem in this Gemara. By the first two cases, I understand. If I don't scream, I'm being maidah. By the Bechor, something Shui asked this Kasha Rashi, that what's going on here by Bechor, what does Shasak mean? Shasak means maidah. What does it mean he's maidah? He's maidah what? What are you being maidah? If it's something that I know the truth and you know the truth and one of us is a liar, so if you grab it for me, I could say, if I'm quiet, I'm maidah, I was lying. But it's a suffix peterechem. It's not that I'm a crook or you're a crook. It's something happened. The animal had a miscarriage, and we don't know if they had a miscarriage before or after the period. That's the strakway of harav, whatever the period is. So what does shasak mean? What does shasak mean? I need to do with it? This is a problem with the Gemara. That what is. I understand all three cases have to be the same, but what's the shasak in the third case? What's the case? The case is we don't know what the din is. This is a bechor, shtika doesn't change anything. If you say I'm lying, so if I'm shasak, it means I'm being maida. You're not saying I'm a liar. It's not an issue of lying, it's an issue of suffik and din. So right away, this is an issue, this Rashi, which is a mitzvah to be miyashiv. It's not just to fit the Rashi, it's to fit the Gemara. Now we're going to have to put it aside for a moment and see what the Gemara says. B'tani Allah, Asur B'gizav Avayda. Now this is crucial. That we say over there where if you grabbed it, you could grab it. And if you didn't grab it, it's also B'gizav Avayda. V'ha'achad amatak v'kayin e'mitzin ha'isim yada e'tanim et chodav arayim. Here, Tfisa helps. V'chilay tak v'asur B'gizav Avayda. So it's like the Gemara, the same thing in the case of Mesusa. Just like over here, grabbing helps. And there's Issa Gizav Avaida. The same thing, Mesusa, grabbing helps, and there's Issa Hegdish. And I'm able to do the same thing by Shneim as a Metalis, grabbing helps, and there's an Issa of Hegdish. What's the problem here in this Dimian? The problem seems to be that the comparison of the first two cases to the third case is not accurate. In the first two cases, Shneim Eisen Metalis and Mesusa, there it's an issue of Mamonis. Whose is it? Now the Hegdish is a result of the Mamonis. If it's mine, I can be Magdish. If it's not mine, I can't be Magdish. So in the first two cases, the question is totally a mamonistic case. Whose mesusa is it? If I know whose it is, so I know the din. I know the owner could be magdishin, the non-owner can't be magdishin. Those two cases were mamonistic shaylos. Tukvei kayin. Could the great kayin grab it? It's also a mamonistic shaylos. By bechor, could a kayin grab it or a kayin can't grab it? That's also mamon. Because dinei bechor are totally a dinei mamon. And whether the kohen gets the money for the bechor, or the kohen doesn't get the money for the bechor, it's hakoil totally b'dinei mamon. We once had an example of this. If a man, his wife gives birth to twins, a boy and a girl, and they're not sure who was born first, the boy or the girl, whatever reason. They don't know, is the boy born first, the girl born first? They're not sure. So, does he have to do pidyon haben? So the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch it says, ha-maitzi mechaveira yalav araya. The kayin is the maitzi. The maitzi mechaveira yalav araya. The father doesn't have to give him money. The kayin wants the money. He has to prove who was born first. It's a safik d'iraisa. It's a mitzvah. It's a safik mitzvah pidyon haben. Why don't we say safik d'iraisa l'chumra on the mominess of pidyon haben? Why don't we say that it's a safik d'iraisa? The answer is, and this says in a number of achrayim that dinei pidyon haben is tali and dinei mamon. Pidyon haben is a chayv mamon, and you only have to give it to the kayin. The kayin's right to it is a mamon is the kedin, and this nobody argues about that the kayin's right to pidyon haben to money by pidyon haben or the animal by gizavah by bechar behema is totally a didei mamon, and it does not depend on something that rises l'chumra. Just like we spoke out at the beginning of the week that dinei hilchas gezeila are totally a didei mamon. We don't say suffik l'sigzel suffik deraisa, but it's totally a didei mamon. The same thing is true about suffik pidyon haben. Suffik pidyon haben is totally also in dinei mamon. The father is now lacking the mitzvah, but he's going to be—it's a suffix, he's mechuyev in the mitzvah. That chiyuv to pay is totally in dinei mamon.
Can't you put a master for money? Even himself?
Mafresh not going to help because Mafresh doesn't do it. It's not like truma that Mafresh is the same. Like truma, Mafresh is the same on two mitzvahs, not the pidyon haben. So that's why dinei pidyon haben are totally in dinei mamon.
So the
Achronim work with how to explain it. I don't want to get into it too much, but the Netziv explains how this works. He says the way it works is that the mitzvah pidyon haben is a mitzvah to pay up your chayv mamon to the kayin. If there's no chayv mamon, then there's no mitzvah. There has to exist a chayv mamon. The Chazon Ish has a very nice makor for this. What's the makor that it's this way? So the Chazon Ish says there's a Gemara in Kedushin in the second half of the first parak. By the sugya pidyon haben taka, it says there, who liftais, who b'nai liftais? If you have you're a bechar and your son's a bechar, who liftais who b'nai liftais, and you only have five slime, that's all you have. So the Gemara is a shayla, who should you be paid? Should you pay to yourself? You should pay to your son. So the Gemara says, who liftais who b'nai liftais, who kaidim b'nai. For whatever reason, if you only have five slime, and you can either pay to yourself or pay to your son, who kaidim b'nai. Sefer Chazon Ish, actually Chazon Ish brings this kasha from the Mishnah Berurah. That the Mishnah Berurah asks that on a pidyon haben is a mitzvah saseh. And on a mitzvah saseh, you don't have to give more than a chaymish ben achasav. A person doesn't have to give his last five slime for pidyon haben. So if he only has five slime, he doesn't have to pay to anybody. A mitzvah, the halachi is on a mitzvah saseh, you only have to spend chaymish ben achasav. You only have to spend up to a fifth of your nechassim. So what's the Gemara saying? Who liftais or b'nai liftais? So, and he only has five slime. Who kaidim or b'nai? So he doesn't have to be paid to anybody. So the Chazon Ish, no. Pidyon haben is a din chayv mamin. Pidyon haben is totally in dinei maminus. A chayv mamin, if you have you owe someone money. You owe somebody money. So Kriyas Baal Chayv Mitzvah. You owe somebody $100, and you only have $100. So you go over there and you tell them, listen, I know Kriyas Baal Chayv is a mitzvah, but on a mitzvah I don't have to spend more than a Chayv Mishmah L'chasa, so I don't have to pay you. So that's ridiculous. Dinei Mamin, the halacha is, it's a Gemara, that Masajim L'Baal Chayv. If somebody owes money, then we make him pay. He's got to pay whatever he has, he's got to pay. We leave him, 30 days worth of food. 7 days worth of food and 30 days worth of for rent for 30 days, but we make him pay more than a chaymish. Because when you owe someone money, you have to pay. With every penny you have, you have to pay. So the Chazon Ish, we see from here that pidyon haben is not a dinei yisur, it's a mamonistic din. It's not a dinei mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is totally to dinei mamon. Since it's totally in dinei mamon, So it has a chumra to kula. It has a chumra that you have to pay more than chaymish b'nechasa. You have to pay whatever it is. And it has a kula that Safik Pidyon HaBen is not called Safik Darais Lo Chumra. You don't have to give Asadine Safik Darais. So this part of the case of Tokfei Kayin is good. The Dinyin of Shnei Mezim Metalis and Mesusa, which are Dine Mam, to Tokfei Kayin by Bechar, that Dinyin is good. Because all three are not Dine Yisr, they're all three Dine Mamin. And the Mela, Dinyin of 1, 2, and 3 is good. But the fourth step is the problem. The Yisr Giza V'Avayda. The Yisr of Giza V'Avayda is Dine Yisr, Pashtus. That's Dine Yisr, that's an Avayda. If the animal is a firstborn animal, you're not allowed to share its wool, you're not allowed to work with it. So the dimyan of Dine Giza V'Avayda to our whole sugya, Bechara has no shaykhis. We're saying that just like the Bechara is also B'Giza V'Avayda, the Mesusa is also B'Hanah from Hegdish. What are you talking about? The Mesusa is only Hegdish if he's the owner. It's not a Klap Yishmai Galia in Dine Isser. It's telling me who's the owner. The two people fighting, one said it's Hegdish. It's the one who said it's Hegdish. He's the owner. That's totally a Dine Mamin.
No,
how can you compare, to Giza V'Avayda, where Giza V'Avayda is not totally in Dine Mamin? Now, the Dimyan is a problem. Now, is that what Rabba is answering? Maybe, maybe not. The way, I don't want to confuse it. Rabba's taina is, it's Bamei Alel. You could touch what he's saying to be this. Okay. It may or may not be what Rabbi's answering. Rather, the Rav Shimon says it's not what he's answering. But I don't want to confuse it now. Right now, I want to try to keep it before Rabba. It could be it's what Rabbi's answering, so we have to explain what I'm saying. Okay, we'll leave it that way for now. But the problem would seem to be that step one, two, three, it's taka true in Dine Mamin, they're all similar. But in the Dine Isser, they're not all three similar. Giza V'Avayda is a Klap Yishmai Galia D'Kedin. So, the smoothest way out of this problem is Rav Shimon's Mahalach. Rav Shimon in Shari Yaisha, in Shar Hei Perek Vav. There's a paragraph, begins Hine Levarer, he brings Agamara. And then you have to skip the next three or four paragraphs when he comes back to the Gemara. Because so those other paragraphs you have to know other sugyas. But he comes back and explains our Gemara. And he says that what we have to understand from our Gemara is that the rules of Giza V'Avayda of a Bechar are also totally in Dine Mamin. That the rules of Giza V'Avayda Bechar is so vital in Dine Mamin that the Dine Yisra are not totally in Klap Yishmai Galia. If it is a Bechar, it's not a Bechar. But it's totally in whether this animal has Shaykhis to the Kayin or it doesn't. An animal which has Shaykhis to a Kayin is also Begida V'Avayda. An animal which the Kayin has no Maministic or Shaykhis to is not. Now, Reb Shimon is medamid truma. We all know that truma is not truma unless you give it a shem truma. Let's say you have a frayid. He has a silo full of grain in Eretz Yisrael. And he's not a frum yid. He's not separating truma. There's no, the kayin has no, can't be taikif anything. The kayin goes and he'll grab, he'll say, I'm grabbing truma. He'll tell him, what are you talking about? There is no truma here. There's no truma. All there is here is tevel. Now, even though in the Lomdis, the Issa Tevel is Aser, because there's Trumas and Isris mixed in, but Afal PK, until somebody says Zu Truma, it's not Truma. Until someone calls it Truma, Kriya Shem, it's not Truma. Now, if you would have somebody who has a silo, and he separates Truma, he has it in the box, and then Tokfei Kayin, so you'll have Asogya, Tokfei Kayin, Kayin could grab it, it belongs to the Shevet Akuhuna. But Kozaman, it doesn't have a Shem Truma, it's not true. So Rav Shimon, the same thing by a Bechar. Even if really this was a firstborn animal, If in din the kohen has no right to it, then it doesn't have the issegiz of avayim. If the kohen does have a right to it, then it is also the issegiz of avayim. It all depends on whether a kohen has a right to this animal. If a kohen has a din, a mamonistic tefiyah on this animal, it's also the issegiz of avayim. The kohen has no mamonistic tefiyah to the animal, it's not. That is the whole yisoid that this gemara, that answers this gemara. That, accepting that, those two sentences. What is the makar of the issegiz of avayda? If a kohen has a right to the animal, it's also the issegiz of avayda. If a kohen has no right to the animal, then it's mutter the issegiz of avayda. Okay? So that's the whole thing. What is our case? Does the kohen have a right? Well, he does. On the one hand, it's a subject. So on the one hand, if he asks me for it, do I have to give it to the kohen? On the one hand, he doesn't. On the other hand, what's the other hand? On the other hand, if he grabs it, I can't take it away from him. So here, the nidain of our Gemara, of all three cases, is going to be, but the nidain of Tokfei Kayin is this. The rule is, if a kohen has a right to it, it's also. The kohen has no right to it, it's mutter. What's the din in an in-between case? The kohen has no right to be teveyet for me, but he has, well, we'll use the expression, schusei tfisa. He has schus tfisa. Schus tfisa means, if he grabs it, it'll be his. Now, even though he didn't grab it yet, but he has a certain schus. Schus means a right. He does have a right to grab it. If he'll ask me what to do, I'll tell him. You're not going to get it, and don't go to Din Torah, you're not going to get it. But grab it, you grab it, and then you go to Din Torah, then you're going to win. So if a kohen would ask me an Eitzah, I don't know if it's the right thing to do, to give him the Eitzah, but you're remembering this, right? That if you have such a case, the kohen should grab it. As man has said, don't grab it. Today, if you grab a Bechor, I told you, it says a Shulchan Aruch, that nowadays, if somebody has an animal that's a Bechor, and he has an enemy who's a kohen, because having a Bechor b'zman hazeh, it's an animal that you have to feed. You can't shech. You can't use its wool. You can't work with it. All it does is eat and not give anything. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Chazal made a gzeira, that you can't force a kohen b'zman hazeh to take a Bechor. Because everyone's giving it to their enemies and made problems, and they used to run away from it. So the Yisrael is a Bechor, you're stuck. Don't go grab it, this man has said. Once it gets a mum, you want to grab it. Because once it gets a mum, then it becomes like other matnas kuhuna, like the you know, man, and then you can shecht it. But if it doesn't have a mum, this man has said, don't go grab it. What? In this Gemara?
Yeah.
This is talking when it had value. Either basically understood, or it had a mum.
It's not a Bechor,
could
use it.
No, the Yisrael could use it as cholin. In Aga, Gemara says Safik Bechor.
I know, but
can you treat it as cholin? It's Safik Bechor. It's his reason. Oh, okay.
That's not his time.
He's tiny.
Until
he gets a loan.
Okay.
So you ask him why he's doing it. Talk about why he's doing it. Right now. Right now, where the nidain is this. The nidain in the Gemara is, again, the rule is, if a kohen has a right to it, there's an iser gizav avayim. If a kohen has no right to it, there's no iser gizav avayim. Right now, the kohen's not grabbing it. The kohen's not grabbing it. The shaila is it also a gizav avayim? The nidain is, since the kohen has chusei tfisa, meaning a right, that if he grabs it, it's his. Is that schus tfisa enough that this should be called the kohen has a shaykhus to it, and it's also because of avayda? Is that enough to call it that, I don't know what expression to use, but shal kohen, shaykh la kohen? Is that enough to call it that it has a shaykhus to kohen, it should be also because of avayda? So that we have to be makabel such a thing. If one can understand that Issek Yizah Avodah is totally Klal Yishmai Galia, if it's a Bechor or not, then the Gemara has no Shaychus. What does this have to do with the previous Sukkah? Reb Shimon is Mechadish, this Nakuda, that Dina Yizah Avodah are like Truma. If it has a Shem Truma, then a Kohen can take it. If not, no. And Kozman is Tevel, doesn't have Dina Truma. The same thing here. Kozman, a Kohen has no Momentistic Ketayna to it. It's, even if Kapishmai is a Bechor, it doesn't matter. If in Din the Kohen can get it, then it has no Dina Yisag Yisag Avayt. Now that, the Kuda, the Reb Shimon says, you have to either be Mekabel, or if you're not Mekabel, you have to get a different Pshat in the Gemara. It solves the problem in our sugya, and for now at least we're going to accept that it's correct. Rav Shimon says, even though Avada needs, we'll get Rabba in a minute. We'll have to get there. Rav Shimon explains Rabba also, but we'll accept for now that it's correct. At least the Rav Hamnuna, and then with the Gemara, the Nakuda of Rav Hamnuna is, I want to prove to you that if someone has chusay tfisa in something, it's enough of the shaychis to make the isurim bichal. Isurim, which depend on bailus, depend on ownership, those isurim can be chal if you have chus tfisa in it also. That's the chiddush of Rav Hamnuna. And once that's the chiddush of Rav Hamnuna, again, the chiddush is one sentence. If you have chusay tfisa in something, a right to grab something, that's enough to give that Dina Yisra should be chal, kiilu it's yours. Now if you accept that, Sadrub Shimon, you go back to Mesusa, and you go back to Shteinaz and Metalis. By Mesusa also, each person has chusay tfisa. There are two people. Bezin is going to pass from Kol Golim Gavar. That means each of these two people has chusay tfisa in this object. Each one has a schus to be typhus. The one who has a schus to be typhus was Magdishin. Is that enough to give it a shame, to give it Isurim? We're being patient for Pinyin Aben, that we're the Dina Yisra, totally in Bailus. Schusei Tfisa are enough to create the Dina Yisra. The same thing here. Schusei Tfisa are enough to create Dina Yisra for the Bible. And Vuhu Adin, back by Shtayim Ozen Metalus, by Shtayim Ozen also. Im Tim Tzalai Metak Vekayin, Eimai Tzirai Sebiyadai means that each person has a schus tfisa on the whole thing, even though he didn't grab it. But he has a right that if he grabs it, that ownership is enough to make dine isra bichal in cases where the dine isra atoli and the dine not. The similarity in the three cases is that the two cases of Hegdish and the case of Pinyin Aben are all dine mamin, which are atoli and dine isra. And in all three cases, the amount of bailus you have is enough to create the Dina Yisra. That's the raya from here to the previous two cases. Now we're not finished yet because there are problems with this, but before you get the problems, you have to just understand the words. And the words are clear. And Reb Shimon is saying that in all three cases, the similarity of these three cases, all these three cases, the Yisr is only chal if one side has bailus on the chayitz. Eshnerez mitalis by mesusa, it's the one who was magdishin. By tokvi kain, it's the kain. But in any all three cases, the dina Yisr only chal depending on whether this baal has a shaykhis. Now, if the baal has a shaykhis, then it's chal. If he doesn't have a shaykhis, then it's not. That's in all three cases. Now, this, until here, I think is smooth, and we can say it over, and we can see the connection. Where does it get confusing when you start thinking about what? It gets confusing if you start thinking about the whole Indian of Shasak Vadatara. Once you start thinking, till now it's all smooth. But then, we start to see, start thinking. Because until then, it's small to shaykhus. But when you finish this, and you have this klar, you have to have this halacha klar, this Reb Shimon and the Gemara, then you have to go back and start the sugya again. Say, 1 minute. Ari Baya wasn't. If Dina Yisra has a shaykhus, Dina Mamanis. Ari Baya was, is Shasak Vadat Zabak being laidu or not being laidu? That was Dibaya. Dibaya was, the Shazam Azav, is that called being Maida? It's not called being Maida. By Mesusa, I thought that was the same Shaila. The Shaila is one person's Magdish, it should the other person scream. He was Shaisik, ah, he's being Maida. So the question is it Aida? So, 1 minute. You're being Paishit, that Dine Maminis is totally in Schusay Tfisa. How does that connect to the issue in the Gemara? The issue in the Gemara is an issue of Haidah, being Maida. So this has to be worked through. This is all going with Taisvis. So Rashi goes that way too, Rashi and Taisvis. That the Nidain of the Gemara is a Nidain of whether Shasev Adetzava is a Haidah or is not a Haidah. So this last Nakuda we have to work out in time of Sunday. To be able to work out this last Nakuda, how it plugs in. And beyond that, we still have to answer on Rashi, what's Shayat. Those are two things we're left hanging, the Pnei Yeshua, which also is on Rashi. So we'll see Sunday if we could work out this last piece.